So, how will we wrap up this week?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. BlackRock goes even more global. It's the morning open, a look at what's driving the broader economy as we're just into the trading day. So we ask, where's Wall Street? Down right now. The NASDAQ down about 0.8%. S&P down about 0.7%. And the Dow pretty much flat, down 0.25%, 23 points at 87.47 right now. We just got word that U.S. import prices rose 1.3% in May, about expected. The Labor Department said today the gain was powered mostly by petroleum prices. Asian shares closed mixed today. European markets are mostly lower right now. Shares in London, Frankfurt, and Paris are down about 1%. The business week comes to a close with a big deal. This morning we learned New York-based BlackRock is buying a big investment arm of the British bank Barclays. It's a $13.5 billion deal. It makes BlackRock the world's largest money manager. Let's check in with Doug Foreman. He's director of securities at Highmark Capital. Joins us live from San Francisco. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
So when you look at the company like BlackRock, talk about coming a long way. This started as a bond firm, right? A pretty small one. Now it's huge.
Yeah, it's really incredible the amount of growth that this small institutional mortgage manager has shown since they came public in the late 90s. They've really been very acquisitive and done a good job with the acquisitions, and this is sort of the latest one, which catapults them into a whole new league of their own.
So let me ask you this question, because this is painted all over newspapers. You know, what about the little guys who don't have so much money to manage? Why would this be important to them?
Well, I think for small investors, BlackRock's hoping that by being able to offer a bunch of different products under one roof, the small guy won't have to have five or six different accounts with five or six different money managers. He can only go to BlackRock and get one statement and one account. And for a lot of people, that convenience is important.
I feel like all week we've seen the market rally has slowed down a little bit. We've heard about inflation over and over again. We knew this could be an issue. Why didn't any of these concerns quickly, Doug, come up sooner?
Well, until the last couple months, there weren't really any clear signs that the economy was even showing signs of stabilizing. So investors back, you know, a couple months ago were still worried about whether or not the economy was still in free fall. Today, I think there's been enough data over the last couple months that people are convinced that the economy is at least stabilized. And so one of the side effects of that is rates go up.
All right. Doug Foreman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate it. The social website Twitter has yet to find a way to make much money on the web, but apparently it's doing a good job of it for Dell. The computer maker says it brought in more than $3 million through tweets. Over at social internet rival Facebook, it's not hardware, but a personalized URL that people will be searching for tonight, and it's free, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Each of Facebook's 200 million or so users will be able to register their name as a personalized URL. The addresses can't be transferred or sold. And why is this such a big deal? Well, right now, my public Facebook profile comes up in a Google search as a random string of numbers.
I'm in facebook.com/123456. Isn't as easy as facebook.com/Bob.
That's analyst Zias Caravalla of the Yankee Group. He says Facebook's new intuitive web names will be linked from other sites, embedded in applications.
You can, in fact, put it on a business card if you wanted to. I'm sure you'll see companies advertise facebook.com/Bank of America or something.
Rafe Needleman of CNET says in time, they could become people's searchable online identity, as well as a universal login.
It gives Facebook more of a power position as a provider, not just of a social network, but of identity that can be used in other sites as well.
It's a position Facebook can use to drive traffic and target personalized advertising, which it needs to do to finally turn a profit someday. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Cities pay a lot to deal with their trash, millions of dollars each year. So in yet another effort to get more residents to recycle, they're trying something a little different, displaying trash in a new light. Here's Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll.
Artist Bill Basquin peers into a box full of dark, moist compost. A few of his photographic subjects are placed delicately on top.
Those are the bananas there, and there's some bugs in them, and these are the carrots.
Basquin takes artsy pictures of rotting fruit and vegetables. Up close, they look like colorful, otherworldly creatures, all texture and moldy fuzz. He's also designed a compost bin with a glass front so people can see food as it turns to soil.
I personally believe that that kind of participation is really helpful in getting people in sort of shifting what they're capable of imagining.
Basquin is an artist in residence at the San Francisco Dump. You heard me right, the artist in residence at the Dump. He's one of the many artists sponsored by Recology, San Francisco's waste management company. The artists spend 4 months digging through mountains of trash for inspiration. Recology gives tours of the gallery. The artists talk about their work to groups, mostly school children. Deborah Monk manages the program. She says it's a way to teach kids about recycling.
They send us letters, thank you letters, love letters that tell us what they're doing with their trash. And most importantly, they go home and tell their parents how to recycle or not to waste food and to put the food in the compost bin.
There's a market for the art, which includes purses made out of plastic and sculptures created from old bicycle parts. Pieces typically sell for about $500. San Francisco artists aren't the only ones pairing imagination with sanitation.
Welcome to Ecological Art, the House of Divinal Intervention, as I call it.
Peter Schulberg directs the nonprofit Ecological Art in Los Angeles. Companies donate old billboards to the gallery, and artists use them as giant canvases. Companies don't have to dispose of the toxic vinyl, and people driving by get a free show.
There are beautiful shapes out there that, if we just take the time to turn them upside down, you know, kind of try to look at them differently, they have the opportunity to kind of live again.
Schulberg works with Clear Channel and CBS Outdoors to display the billboards. He plans to expand the program nationwide. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Got some garbage? Gauguin? Tell us about it inside our website, marketplace.org. Plus, share your thoughts with our online host and blogger, Scott J. Gow, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.